Were Adam and Eve really real? The answer to that question on Key Life.
Welcome to Key Life. Our host and teacher is Steve Brown. He's no guru, but he does have honest answers to honest questions about the Bible. God's grace changes everything. How we love, work, live, lead, marry, parent, evangelize, purchase, and worship. So here's Steve and Pete Allinson from ForgeBibleStudy.com with Street Smart Bible Teaching for Real Life.
Thank you, Matthew. Hi, Pete.
Hey, man. Happy Friday. How are you doing?
Doing really good, as a matter of fact, because it's Friday.
Yeah. You preaching anywhere Sunday?
Yeah. Well, I don't know which Sunday this is going to be.
Know.
But I've got three coming up, and that's too many.
Yeah.
It ruins my weekend. But I remember, and you remember too, Saturdays when you're hitting the Sunday, and then you got the Monday after Sunday, which can be a real downer too.
It's
if
true.
People were looking at their watches and shaking them during the sermon.
Oh, man. Well, most churches today are a little darker, so they can't. The pastor can't see that taking place.
That's right, and they can't see their watch either. Listen, there are good things about contemporary worship. That's Pete Allinson, by the way. Listen, if you're in Central Florida, you need to go to the website forgetruth.com and get the location of a bunch of guys that get together with real honesty and authenticity and clear teaching and life-changing relationships. Do you have three up now or just two?
Two.
There were three, and then COVID got killed off a bunch of them. No, it didn't, but they had to close down on them. But that'll open again soon. But go to forgetruth.com if you live in Central Florida. And check it out. Pete, as you know, comes in on Fridays, and we spend the time answering questions. And if you have a question, we'll take you and your question seriously. You can call up anytime you want to, 1-800-KEY-LIFE, and that's open all the time. And you can record your question, and sometimes we put that on the air. Or you can write to Key Life Network, Post Office Box 5000, Maitland, Florida, 32794. In Canada, it's Key Life Canada, Post Office Box 28060, Waterloo, Ontario, N2L6J8. Or you can email us at steve@keylife.org. And if you can help us financially, please do. Most are not able to, and this is an expensive ministry. So when you can and do, you help a whole lot of other people who can't. So pray about it. And if you can help us financially, be as generous as you can. And those addresses and contact places are where you can do that. And as I always say, if you can't, we understand. So say a prayer for the ministry. Pete, why don't you pray for us, and then we'll get to these questions.
Let's do it. Our Father, we come into your presence today, our holy God. What a privilege to be your children, to know that you love us way more than we can ever comprehend. That even on our worst day, we are your deeply beloved and redeemed sons and daughters because of Jesus. So we honor you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We praise you for your attributes of love and mercy and kindness, but also of strength and wisdom and glory and majesty and sovereignty. And we rest in you. And we ask that you would build our faith, trust that we would trust you even more than we can imagine as we look ahead into the coming week. Lord, fill us this weekend with grace and truth. As your word is taught, we pray you'd be with our leaders and pastors, worship directors, and priests, and all those that point us to you. Give them your grace and give us your mercy and power through the gospel. So we commit this time now of Q&A to you. Thank you for Steve and Key Life and all those doing so much behind the scenes. We commit this ministry to you for your glory and for your blessing and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. This is an email, Pete. This person writes, I really struggle with this. I want to believe Adam and Eve were real, But the story does have many troubling aspects, like the idea of incest, that we are all descended from a marriage between a brother and a sister. How can I get past this?
Yeah, big issue there, huh? I mean, that is an issue because later in the Old Testament, incest is condemned.
It really is.
So how do we go about doing it?
Well, I think first the law had not been given, and there weren't a lot of options, frankly. I mean, if God had created maybe 4,000 Adams and 4,000 Eves and placed them in a city, this would have worked out. But there weren't very many. There weren't very many options except with their children.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to know too that God doesn't give law simply because he just doesn't want you to do something that's wrong. There's a reason for it. And the reason the laws are so clear about incest is that there are all kinds of genetic and horrible implications of that that can go on for generations. I mean, there is stuff in our genetic stuff when we're related that closely that are just horrible. And so that is one. There are others, but that's one of the reasons I believe that God made that stricture so real mm-hmm. when he gave it to his people. But you got to remember, this is close to the garden and mm-hmm. none of that stuff is there.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is a sense in which some of the reasons for it weren't extant at the time. They very quickly became extant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
By the fourth or fifth generation, you got bad stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
And further than that, it gets worse the further along you get.
Mm-hmm.
So you got that. And then another thing is that God, I mean, if you're only going to be accepting of biblical examples that don't have sin attached to them, you're going to have trouble finding.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not a good bunch of people.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, they really aren't, so you got to deal with that. I mean, do you have trouble with the Psalms because of David?
Yeah.
I mean, are you going to do? Or can you read Jeremiah because
right.
he was a wuss? And what about the fighting that went on in the early church?
Yeah.
Maybe you ought to tear up the book of Acts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kidding you. I understand this is a serious issue for this person.
Yeah, but the reality is, like you said, the alternative is really, well, then you don't accept this account, and then what do you accept? You throw out
yeah.
the creation account, and then you're left with a random spontaneous mechanistic evolution which rules God out of the picture. And then
yeah.
human beings have no purpose, and they're a fluke. They're a cosmic mistake. There's
yeah,
just all kinds of other... The alternative is...
Oh, it's horrible.
It's horrible.
And the scripture makes it clear with the infrastructure of the Christian faith
mm-hmm.
that there was literally an Adam and an Eve.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the first Adam. Or the second Adam doesn't make sense.
That's right. You have to have a literal Adam and Eve for the Bible to have any coherence and for sin and salvation to be applied to
yeah,
us all.
That's right.
Yeah.
Francis Schaeffer used to say that it was permissible, and I don't go there, to see creation in a millennial sense, that the days are symbolic of a long age. He said, but the one place where Christians can't compromise at all is right here.
Right
there
here.
Was a literal Adam, time and space Adam, and time and space Eve.
Yeah, and I think you summarized it well, that it was temporary, that this was permitted, and it was quickly not permitted.
Yeah, for good reason.
For good reason.
And probably for a lot of reasons that I don't even know than those. And this is an email, and I think we both can answer this quickly. Can I pray to the dead?
No.
All right, let's move on to the next question. Well, what about in the Bible when Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15 or 17 or 16, I'm not a navigator, and I'm doing the best I can, But Paul says, why then do people pray to the dead?
Yeah, there's about six possible definitions for that. But be baptized for the dead is, I think.
Oh, that's right. It was baptized. Right. Not pray.
But it does have a similar connotation.
Yeah, right.
So, but clearly, those who are dead. Now, first of all, do you mean those who are dead in Christ? Then you're sort of barking up a tree of seeing those who are dead in Christ having merit or power on a godlike level to be able to give to you. No, we pray to God the Father through the merit and work and power of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
That's ideally how we pray.
And I think those who have a theological position that includes sainthood that you talk to, I think God probably, for Christians, says that's not what I meant.
Mm.
But you go ahead, and I'll straighten that out when you get home. But you need to know that the prayers you prayed in that situation didn't go to them. They went to me.
Yeah.
And I'm a good father, and I know my kids get it wrong sometimes. So maybe you got it wrong.
Mm. Yeah.
So at any rate, no. The simple answer, and we're preachers, you know it's not going to be a simple answer of yes or no. let's see how much time he got. I got this big screen. I better get a short question. like what do you believe is a Presbyterian? How's that for a short question?
That's a short question. Everything in 33 chapters of the Westminster Confession of Faith.
That's right. Can you sum that up in a sentence or two?
God wins. God is sovereign. Grace is real. And it all ends up wonderful.
What are the solas?
Sola Scriptura.
What does that mean? Wait.
Okay. We believe that Scripture alone is the foundational authority for our lives, right?
All right.
A sola fide, salvation by grace through faith. Sola gratia and sola fide, by grace through faith alone. Solus Christus, by faith in Christ alone. And
Presbyterians believe that.
We believe that. Soli Deo Gloria, to the glory of God alone.
So, all those. That'll work.
Thank you for bringing the solos up. That's fantastic.
You want to tell me what Westminster says? God wins.
God wins. That's right.
Amen. We do, you know, we kid when we do this kind of thing, but Presbyterianism is a theological, or Reformed theology is a theological way of looking at Scripture, which at its very center says God really is God.
Yeah.
And you're not.
That's right.
That's true. And that's enough. He is. We got to go. Key Life is a listener-supported production of Key Life Network.